Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Heart in Harmony, transcribed. Mmm, Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Yes, delicious. That's the word for Kroger Tender Ray Beef. How your family will love its wonderful freshness. How they'll thrill to the melt-in-your-mouth tenderness of Kroger Tender Ray. The one beef that's always fresh, always tender. You know it's tender because by the original Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. No other beef so fresh can be so tender, yet it costs no more than ordinary beef. And listen, Kroger guarantees it's the best-eating beef you've ever served or your money back. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store and get the finest beef value in town. Get Kroger Tender Ray Beef, for you know it's fresh, it's tender, it's delicious. And now, Hearts in Harmony. At the last moment, only an hour before he was to leave to return to South Africa, Johnny Keith tore up his tickets and told Penny Gibbs that he was staying in Rossville for good. It's several days later now, and it's still the only thing Penny can talk about. She says to her brother, Pat,
"Oh, Pat, I've never been so happy about anything in my whole life."
"Well, if you ask me, that's a fine way to treat a few $100 worth of tickets." "Oh, sis, doesn't the guy know he can get his money back on those things?"
"I suppose so, but he didn't seem to care."
"Well, I do. If that's the way he felt about them, he could have given them to me. Angela has a birthday coming up soon.
If you need a few dollars, I'll lend them to you."
"What I want to get Angela costs more than a few dollars. Hey, how much does the world cost anyhow?"
"Oh, Pat Gibbs, are you that far gone already? You want to give Angela the world, huh?"
"I'd give her more than that if I could afford it."
"I think she'd settle for a lot less."
"Well, all she has so far is old Pat. I have to give her something to make up for it."
"You're too modest, darling. I think she's happy with what she already has."
Tell me something, Penny."
"Mm-hmm?"
"You think she's as serious as I am?"
"No, that'd be telling secrets."
"Uh-huh, you do know something, don't
no,
you?"
"No, not anything I haven't already told you. Angela likes you very much. I told you that several days ago, but how much more it is than that, well, you'll have to find out that for yourself."
"I'd rather ask the boss for a raise."
"Oh, Pat, Angela isn't that difficult to approach, is she?"
"No, but, I'm just so afraid I'll wake up from the fact that I'm dreaming or something. So far, Angela and I are, well, buddies, you might say. She knows I'm serious, but I haven't really suggested to her that Angela Gibbs would be just as good a name for her as Angela Brill."
"Do you want to get married, Pat? Would you like to get married? Is Angela the girl?"
"Is she? You know what you think of her, don't you?"
"I think she's adorable."
"Double, triple, quadruple that for me. Old Pat Gibbs has it and has it bad. Ah, but if she only weren't a nurse."
"Well, what's wrong with that?"
"What's wrong with it?"
"Mm-hmm.
You should have tasted that stuff she fed me when I was caught in the rain the other day." "Is she going to feed me bitters all the rest of our lives?"
"Oh, with Angela around, you just better not get sick, that's all."
"Better not is right. I'll be afraid to. And, I never thought of marrying a nurse before. Somehow or other, it...
Pat, have you really considered marrying Angela?"
"Considered it? I've practically taken myself out of circulation because of her. Well, of course, there's the little item of Angela's feelings about me. She'll have to say yes before she says I do. That's where I thought you might help me."
"Pat Gibbs, I am not going to play Cupid for you."
"Well, you were pretty good at archery when you were a kid."
"Well, that was when I was a kid."
"Oh, sis, come on, help me out. It won't hurt you to. Just sort of probe around and find out what she thinks about being your sister-in-law."
"Of course, you could ask her that yourself, couldn't
you?"
"Yes,
but I don't want to. Not yet, anyway."
"Why not?"
"I'm having too much fun hoping and dreaming and pretending it's a sin."
"Oh, darling, you're funny. If I found out the answer was no, you couldn't go on enjoying your dreams, could you?"
"Yes, I could. Because you wouldn't tell me if it were no, would you?"
So you want to be kept in the dark unless it's what you want to hear.
You blame me? I haven't been this happy since... Well, since I fooled myself into being happy a long time ago.
And you want to fool yourself again, don't you?
No, sis. Something... Well, somehow, for some reason I can't explain, I think I'll make the grade with Angela. And better than that, I think we'll make the grade together. I'm almost sure of it.
You sound as if you really mean that, Pat.
I do.
What makes you think so?
Because I've never been sure of anything before. But, Penny, I'm very sure of this.
All right, let me ask you something. How different do you feel now from the way you felt a few weeks ago? It's a great deal, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, it happened... You know the day it happened?
Mm-hmm.
We were sitting right here in the living room. I was restless, and I didn't know why. And then you brought Angela in. Penny, I haven't been restless since.
You haven't been restless since because of Angela, is that it?
Uh-huh. One look, one gasp, and wow.
Oh, as a matter of fact, that was some greeting you gave Angela, that wow.
Well, what's wrong with that? What should I have said? Madame, I perceive and I am impressed to such an extent that I can utter only an exclamation.
You're an idiot.
Well, now you see why I said wow when I looked at her. Translated from the Latin or something, that's the meaning of wow.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
You said wow to yourself when Johnny told you he was staying in Rossville,
no.
Didn't you?
Oh,
there's a phone. You
no,
want me to...
No, I'll get it, darling.
Sis.
Yeah?
Angela and I are going on a little picnic this afternoon. You want to join us?
No, thanks, Pat. I think I'll stay home this afternoon.
Okay, here you say.
Hello?
Hello, Penny. This...
Oh, hello, Johnny. How are you?
Well, you know my voice, do you?
Mm-hmm, I know your voice, I do.
Well, look, Penny, it's a nice afternoon. It's warm, full of sunshine, and... Well, you know something? I feel the same way.
I'll tell you something, too. So do I.
Well, you doing anything?
No, I'm not doing a thing.
Well, swell.
Hey, Penny.
Oh, look, how about...
Look, Johnny, hold on just a minute. Yes, Pat, what is it?
I didn't mean to eavesdrop, Penny, but that's Johnny on the phone, isn't it?
Yes, you want to talk to him?
No, no. But I thought, well, about that picnic. We'll make it a foursome.
Oh, Pat, look, we don't want to butt in.
Oh, Angela would like to have you, both of you.
Well, look, it depends on Johnny.
Well... Well, I'm sure Johnny will say okay.
Okay, hold on. We'll see. Johnny.
Yeah?
Look, Pat and Angela are going on a picnic this afternoon. You want to join them?
A picnic?
Mm-hmm.
Well, swell. Are you too? Are you going?
Well, that's kind of the idea, the four of us.
Well, good. I'm all for it. What time?
Oh, I don't know. I'll see. Pat, what time?
What time?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. We'll have to get a few extra things, more food. We plan for only two.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in about an hour. And we'll leave from here, Tom.
All right, okay. Johnny, is it all right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, in about an hour, we'll leave from here.
Swell, I'll be there, Penny. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, sis, this is going to be a great afternoon.
It was awfully nice of you to ask us, Pat.
Well, it'll be a perfect afternoon with you two there. Yep, Johnny and old Pat, and two of the most beautiful girls in the world. Oh, boy, what an afternoon.
Oh, golly, it sure is a beautiful afternoon, isn't it?
Beautiful, it's perfect. Blue sky and sunshine. Sunshine and blue sky. A perfect afternoon for a picnic. For four nearly perfect people. What a beautiful afternoon. Is that what I said? Sunshine and blue sky.
Well,
oh, brother.
At least we're out in the country, Pat.
Yeah, but what good's the country, Johnny, when it's raining so hard we can't even get out of this car?
Oh, I don't care about that. I'm having fun anyway. Aren't you, Angela?
Oh, I'm having a wonderful time. Another sandwich, Pat?
Yeah, Angela, I guess it will. Any kind. You pick it out for me.
Johnny.
Yeah, Penny.
I think we have a couple of lovebirds in the back seat. Pat's always particular about the kind of sandwich.
Hey, now, you keep quiet up there, sis. Or Angela will think everything I say to her is...
Bologna?
Huh?
Oh, Angela.
I meant bologna sandwich, Pat.
Oh, yes, I'll take it.
Say, Pat, I wish you'd remembered to take the thermos jugs out of the house before we left. I'm thirsty.
So am I.
Oh, I feel a little like a camel after a trip across the Sahara.
Hey, I wish we had a camel. Camels carry water with them.
Oh, I know what we can do. We didn't forget the cups. We can catch rainwater and drink that.
And you're a nurse?
Oh, Angela's right, Pat. Rainwater's absolutely pure.
And delicious, too.
Well, great. Let's roll down the window and catch a few cups for
her. Yeah, give me a couple of them, Pat.
Mm-hmm. Here you are.
I'll roll down this window here and...
Well, go on.
Pat, look, it stopped raining.
Oh, great.
I'm thirstier than ever now.
Well, now what? There's water in the car radiator, but I don't think we can drink that.
I'm ready to.
So am I, Angela.
Leave it to old Pat Gibbs to save the day. Bring the cups, Johnny, and follow me. I know where there's a spring. Right down that little path over there. Come on, Johnny, I can't carry four cups.
Oh, this is an awful pretty stream. Any fish in it, Pat?
Oh, down further, where it joins the creek.
Uh-huh.
I've never seen anything but minnows up this far, Johnny. It's too shallow.
Oh.
Oh, over here, Johnny.
Oh, brother, could I use some water, too?
Yeah, here's the spring.
Yeah. Say, by the way, do you think the girls will get sore if we drink without them?
Not if we don't tell them. Hey, dip in, son, and let's drink.
With pleasure. Oh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that was good.
The 10th cup's going to be better.
Say, I think we'd better get some back to Penny and Angela, don't you?
Oh, let's give them a few minutes alone. Penny may find out something for me.
Oh, I see. Well, tell me, Pat, is it that serious between you and Angela?
Well, you blame me if it is?
Well, no, sir, not a bit.
Of course, I'm the only one right now who's serious, as far as I know. I'm hoping Penny can let me know a little further. If you know what I mean, Johnny.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, Pat. Look, Pat, if I tell you something, will you, will you sort of forget to tell it to anyone else?
Well, sure.
Good. Well, look, do you know why I decided to stay in Rossville?
No, I don't know any reason why you should stay here except... Well, except that you like it here.
I like it here. Pat, I love it here. And I love someone here, too.
Oh, now, Johnny, that's not telling me anything new. You've always loved Penny.
Yeah, that's right, Pat, I have. But I will tell you something new. Before I do... You've got to promise not to say anything about it to Penny or anyone else.
Oh, of course I won't. Go ahead, Johnny, spill it.
All right. All right, Pat. Well, Pat, I decided to stay in Rossville because I'm going to marry our friend Penny Gibbs.
So Johnny Keith is going to marry Penny Gibbs, or thinks he is. Does he think it'll be easy? Does he think she's in love with him? Even if she is, will she marry him? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Mmm. Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Why, certainly it's delicious. Kroger Tender Ray Beef is the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. No other beef so fresh can be so tender as Kroger Tender Ray beef. Yet it costs no more than ordinary beef. And not only does Kroger offer you the best eating beef you've ever tasted, Kroger also offers you more meat for your money. You see, Kroger has a special way of cutting beef that gives you more meat, less waste. Before Kroger cut beef is weighed and priced, Kroger removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. So to get the most, to get the best, get Kroger Tender Ray beef. Friends, your Kroger store is the only place you can buy Kroger Tender Ray. The one beef that's always fresh, always tender, always delicious. And remember, you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Because Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon and get the finest beef value in town. Kroger Tender Ray Beef. Join us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.